Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamualaikum. This is your Blog Talk Radio station coming out of California under Hameen Muhammad. Started this Blog Talk Radio station remove all racial image from worship. This is the biggest problem in the world, in America especially, where we have so many so-called rights, so many our constitutional rights, and all these things are violated all the time by the very people who are supposed to be protected and serving those rights, protecting our rights and serving us. So we know where it comes from. Racism comes from lies, lie on God. Of all the lies you can tell, the biggest lie you can tell is on God. And what is that lie? What is that lie? That lie is the Almighty, the Creator, who's not a man, who put this world and universe together. Out of all the people in the world, he picked Caucasian people as his only chosen people, are the Jews. And that ain't nothing but racism and nothing but lies that have been told. Because God saying scripture don't make no image of him. And to say God got a son, that's an image, and there's two image coming. Because every father look like his son. So we here tonight to screen this mess out, and we know we can. Because our law is with the righteous. The unrighteous time is up. And the unrighteous should be looking at the storms, the tornado, the earthquake, the fires, all the disaster, COVID-19. Their time is up. The food is too bad to be eaten because the unrighteous is growing and demanding that the people grow the food any kind of way. Everything has been written by God to us and help us. God told us not to eat no pork. And you can't go and buy a burger that they selling pork wrapped around it. They want to say you put pork in everything that you eat. After God said, don't touch it. So these people don't care nothing about God. And the good people won't come together because one thing they are black and one thing they are white. This is another scheme of Satan himself. Your color cannot get into paradise. It's your work. And God ain't never said he made a white color and a black color. He said he made human beings. So we here to straighten it out. So the first thing we like to get over and get started and get open is to open with a prayer. And this prayer comes in the Quran called Al-Fatiha. First we will say it in the Arabic language, which God revealed it in. And then we will say it in the English translation for God the blessed be translated in English by some good people who know how to translate Arabic into English. So first we will say it in the Arabic language, the beautiful language that God bless us to have, where there's no curse words, the Arabic language, the pure Arabic language. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Lightning, Ar-Rahman, Rahim, Maliki, Omidin, Iyakana, Budiakana, Stain, Adin, Serato, Mustakin, Serato, Ladina, Anto, Alehim, Galu, Magdubi, Alehim, Waladoni, Translation. We seek protection from Allah, from the rejected enemy, Satan, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those whose wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. So we like to greet you in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world, the one that God has given to humanity to use to speak to each other, greet each other, and that is the best of the greeting of Assalamu Alaikum. Simply mean God, peace be unto you. It's not a good morning, good evening, or good night, long as COVID is all around every city in the world. It's not a good night. It's a good, but you can be a peaceful night. It can be a peaceful evening. It's not a good night when we ride down the street, and especially African America, and we threaten to be told on the ground, tased, put in a police car, put with false charges be put on us, resist the arrest. We threaten the police. We threaten to harm a man, got a pistol on his side and all kind of weapons on it. We threaten this person, let him tell it. We resisted arrest. All these lies that they put on you. This is going on in America, where they tell a lie that the army is protecting us. When is the army going to protect us from these evil, wicked people that we see in the courthouses? When the army is protecting us, when the CIA and the FBI is protecting us from all these evil and wicked and ungodly people that want to just kill us, want to lie, want to rip us off. Here in Atlanta, some ladies, some people been in their house all for 20 and 30 years. Some people moved here from out of town, told them they got to move. They got to give up their house. I know these people knock on my door, call me, send me texts every day, want to take my house, want me to give them my house. Huh? If I didn't know how to talk to them, I would be in trouble. Nobody likes us because you got brown skin. Your skin ain't black. But Satan had to use the color skin in order to hide himself. And he used it like this. He's called you a terrorist, and he is the true terrorist. He called you a nigger, and he is the real nigger. And the word nigger means anybody dirty, low down, and foul. And you can't show me nobody more low down and dirty and foul than the people that stole us here, brought us here, and worked us 400 years without paying us. And then did not issue no kind of protection from the Ku Klux Klan, from the skinheads, or anybody else who wanted to harm us. There was no one to protect. Only one that's ever been protecting us is Allah. If you got any protection at all right now, you're getting it from the creator of this creation. Because we live in a world where evil is promoted, sold, packaged, and sent to us. And any good man to stand up, he stands at his own risk. Dr. King stood at his own risk, and they killed him. The children in Alabama, within the church, they got bombed and blowed up. And the little girl, they was in there serving the religion that the Caucasian people gave them, and going to the same kind of place of worship that the Caucasian go, acting, looking for freedom, justice, and equality, and they got blowed up by the KKK. And they know who did it. And look how long they took to bring them to justice. But God said he is the revenger. So out of everybody that have done something wrong or continue to do something wrong, they ain't got nowhere to go but back to God. They ain't no way in and but about that. You're going back to your creator. And now they done messed us up so much, we don't know where we coming or going. We don't know where we want a tattoo or earring. We don't know where we want to dye our hair. You can't tell women from men. All this is put in the Bible and told us to stay away from. And now that the majority of the people that are looking at movies and not going to church are running to these physical things because they want to be seen in the eyes of men and women because the TV has made them feel in fear. What is in fear? In fear when somebody else make you think that what you got is less, and they think they got the best. And you don't know no better because your mind has not been trained on what is factual, what is real. Huh? You got a Chevrolet and a man got a, that man got a Cadillac, but his Chevrolet would, your Chevrolet would get you at the same place and get there quicker and safer than a Cadillac. So hey, what you got is how you use it. And they know that. But they get you to wish you was somebody else. And they done that for many of us. Because many are still calling our boy black. Black boy. When you said black and white, you saying that the white is better. It's always been better because you couldn't drink at the white fountain. You had to drink at the one. They drank at the white fountain, and you had to drink at the color fountain. And the color fountain was always nasty. They did that on purpose to put that inferiority to make you hate yourself, and then at the same time make you wish you that you was one of them. And that's why Caucasian people got it good, because if Caucasian, they say a white person killed a black person, most African Americans have been trained to say that black person would know he was wrong. He know he would kill that. A white man was right for killing him. That's what that's the language they would use. The white man was right for killing that nigga. That's what we have said. We have been trained like dumb brutes. And the only one that I know have tried to get us out of there, out of this situation, is no other than the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He taught us to be men, clean ourselves up, dress nice, speak nice, get an education. Huh? Dr. King told us to love the people that were trying to terminate us. We tried that too, and we still got terminated, and we still got thrown in jail for nothing. We still got beat down, made less than a human being. But when they throwed you in jail, you was at their mercy. They was sending a big buck to go in there, rape the little buck. They still doing and allowing that today. The dark-skinned guy raped the light-skinned guy. They don't call him white. There's some guys that I seen was lighter than Caucasian people, and they call them black people. So they picked and choose. That's what the devil is. He pick and choose the name, whatever he wants to name. Hmm? We were the most civilized, the most intelligent people, and they know that we was honorable, trustworthy. My daddy told me about a trustworthy friend of his. He went in the store and purchased a hat in Warrenton, Georgia. His buddy went in there and purchased a hat, and he come out and count the money. The man in the store, the Caucasian man, had given too much money. He trying to be honest, trying to be a true Christian, trying to be, and he was, and African American was the only Christians in America in 1945 and 1950. They were the only true Christians here. They were the only ones trying to follow the books. The rest of the people were hypocrites, called themselves Caucasian. Christian, they was hypocrites. The majority of them was hypocrites. They would show you a John Wayne picture, and you couldn't find a John Wayne among them. They were hypocrites. This is a fact. And I know this is where this militant talk. I had to tell my sister, Kwan, that she is not a militant standing up and speaking the truth. The same thing they killed Jesus of, according to Scripture, you're a militant, you're a troublemaker, because he spoke the truth. And he had to tell them in order for all of us to be free, all of us to be true to what God wants us to be, we must know the truth, and that knowing that truth and live that truth, and that truth will set all of us free. And that truth is that we all are human beings. We all are the children of Adam. Until we see each other like that, talking about some classes, races, God said there's only one race he made, and that was the human race. He made us different so we can learn from each other, not despise and harm and disrespect each other. And that's what we get in America, in the courthouses. Huh? The first one, get on the job, you the last one hired, the first one fired. Huh? So you ain't got no justice. Huh? You stand up if you want to. If you don't stand up and be ready to deal with, they say you have died for this country and you have no share in it. Where's your share you died for? African-American, they brought Germans here during World War II. They captured them, brought them here, and when they got them here and had them locked up in Alabama and Mississippi, those Germans can go into any bathroom they wanted to. The African-American who put them and were watching them, they couldn't go into any bathroom. Where the justice at? Where the equality at? These are facts. This is true talk. And just like Jesus said, we plan on be free. And Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him, he brought the final revelation and the revelation in there that we are all human beings, born from matter. You know? And all the human beings got levels to be on. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. And you can't make none of them levels unless you're a human being. Huh? But these people that want to mistreat us, call themselves skinheads, Aryan Knight, they ain't number terrorists. They ain't number, still using the swastika in their house, still saying hi Hitler. They ain't saying thank you Jesus. They ain't saying thank you God. They said hi Hitler. So these are the evil people. And then you got people among us have been made that hate themselves because they don't look like Caucasian. They ain't got straight nose. They ain't got brown, blue eyes. Straight hair. My hair is not bad. I got good hair. God did not have given me no bad. Everything God said he gave me was good. Now, if I don't use it right or make myself think that somebody got something better, God gave them something better than, then I become inferior. And then the superior person who think he's better than you, he can see that. He can see that you'd rather come up to him and talk to him than talk to your own family member. That's how that inferiority works. You can talk to the people that hate you, that want to get rid of you. You can be yes, sir, and no, sir. You can be that's kind to those people. Let me help you, and let me do this for you. But the people that look like you, everything you do for them, you won't get paid. Hell, you do it, and you don't do it out of love. You do it out of necessity. You want something from them. So we here tonight to screen out this mess, and God done chose the right people, the right David, to pull down Goliath, Goliath. That's his name. That's the name of most of the people in the Goliath. I'm a white man. I'm a black man. Then you Goliath. So we're here tonight to screen out this myth, bring about some insanity and intelligent language where we can all get back caring for each other, being a human being. Because you got a lot of people in this world, and the majority of them are not human beings. If the majority was human beings, we wouldn't have to lock ourselves up at night. We wouldn't have to worry about our children. Our children would be loved. All of us would be loving all the children. How could somebody just like a child when all of us would cheer?
And they gotta
know the truth. And we gotta make sure they know the truth. Where the father is, where the mother is, where the homosexual shouldn't be. A man shouldn't be a homosexual woman, a homosexual, because this is not what God ordered. Here's a homosexual man won a swimming contest over the women. And that always going to happen. And nobody said nothing. We have been trained to be quiet, hurt your mouth, say, do nothing when we done wrong, when we do wrong. And then when some of us get ready to speak up, and we know that what we're speaking up, still in the majority join us, the majority of us has been made cowards, and we sit at home, or we hide, or we let them go out front. and we stay behind. And soon as the credit be won, soon as the opportunity that been made available, that person who had never done that run up and try to jump in front of the line to get his share. So that day is over with. We're gonna fight the causes, doing what Allah has said do in the Quran. We're gonna speak out. We're gonna speak up and speak to the problem, and we're gonna try to change it the best way we can. Because we're gonna lose our children, and we're gonna go down in the world history of this world's history as the most backwards people that ever lived on this face of earth. And we had an opportunity to change it. And El Islam come to change all of this filth or give everybody a choice. Because Christianity is not a choice. It is an opportunity. And most time an opportunity for the preacher, the deacon, and for the choir to sing you under the ground. So we in the night is straighten this out. So may Allah continue to bless us. What we're going to do now is get ready to turn this talk over. And then at the top of the hour, we got to go back talking about business. Because we ain't going nowhere without it. Trading with each other, purchasing from each other, owning land, got our town, have our own towns where we got our names on the streets, on every highway and street and every parkway or every avenue that our names on them streets. Then we can say we are representing America, and then we got our protection coming from people that love people, because we got police force and all the other forces, Texas and all that. They have no true love for the human family. They ain't trying to protect our rights as a human citizen. Matter of fact, they're trying to take our rights as citizens of America, and where they don't want us to vote and make decisions that are going to be best for us. They don't want that. They don't want to take everything they done gave. Now they come back to take your house away from you. What kind of people? And you going to call them white people? Then show them to me. Bring them here. Let me take a look. And let's go to the paint department. Ain't no white people. Go show me the black boys or the black people you talking about. Huh? You say you're black people, the black boy. What is it? Let's go see them. And when we start questioning things and bringing the truth out, and this is what's going to set us free, the truth, not the lies that we keep hanging on trying to use. Imam says any language, and we got to change this old evil, wicked language. So I'm finna look in the queue and see who ready to step up to the plate and share in this great opportunity of freedom, justice, and equality for the American human family. And we are not here to talk about people of color. We love everybody that love God. That's simple as that. We love everybody God loves. And the one God don't love, I don't love it. If he's in my family, his brothers, if God do not love him, then the only reason God don't love him is because they don't love God. And ain't but one God, one creator for all of us. And we should be even hard to think about us being against each other. All the hell in the world, all the storms in the world, all the confusion in the world, and we know that Satan is the author of all that confusion. Allah is the author of peace and love for the human family. So let me see if there's anybody else wants to. All you got to do is match one on your phone. If your phone is not working, on your phone, match one, and it will cut your mic on, cut your cue light on. We'll cut it on and bring you on, let you get the chance to share in this beautiful conversation. But we all got something to say, because Almighty God has woke us up, and we both should be the most fired up of the people. We should be out front leading the blind. But they said the blind can't lead the blind, so the person that sees it, and we are seers, then we should be able to lead people to this light. And this is the best light I've seen that I have ever heard of or ever discussed, and this El Islam. May God peace be on all of us. All you got to do is match one and come into the queue. And if you match one and you can't get into the queue, you match one, call 404-289-5305 and call that number, and what we will do, you call that to, and we will realize that this show is not allowing us to cut your mic on. And they're after of confusion. Because your mic don't come on, you match one, and you keep matching, it don't come on, and we can't see it because it's not on the board. And then we don't want you to be blaming us for someone else doing, and this is Satan's job, is to divide and conquer. So I'm going to go and turn on one person, Mike, who is I'm a co-host worker here, and my wife, Daya Akbar, and Suja Muhammad is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's a co-host worker here, and we have Brother Ibrahim, who is the imam here, and we have Muhammad from Columbus who drop in sometime when his wife is well, and he's a co-host worker here. It's his show. So he'll call in, bring some information, and dot right back out. Dot right back in. Because that's what he do. He business selling masks, keeping his lights on, keeping petrol in his car. He's working. You know what scripture says, man don't work, he should eat nothing. I mean, simply what that means, that person should die. If you don't work, you don't eat nothing. You will die. So it's telling you you should be dead. We're here to work tonight. So I just turned on Brother Suja Muhammad, Mike. I don't know, Brother Suja, your phone on mute, but I'm bringing you in, sharing this great conversation. This is Monday, like a new start. So, Brother Suja Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Brother Suja. Unmute and turn you on your phone. Brother Suja. How about putting that coffee down and them donuts and come on, get on and get to work.
Yeah, yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like I said, oh, my good brother, Suja Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Suja will lead you out in the crowd, and you almost get stoned to death until he speak up. And then once he speak up, everybody realize that they thought they were going to do something, but they weren't going to do nothing because the truth hit them dead in the face. We love you. We'll do anything for you. And we'll give you the shirt off our backs. But if you put your hands on one of them, we're going to try to send you to the cemetery. So once the wise people hear that, they know how to disperse. They know how to get well. So I'm going to turn this over to Suja Muhammad, let him share in some of the things he done ran into today. He always somewhere talking to our Caucasian brothers, Japanese brothers, African brothers. You're always somewhere talking to people, asking them a question. What do you think about that image on the wall? Why we got images? You're always asking them people questions. I remember you asking a person a question in McDonald's one Sunday. I'll never forget that. And the man and his wife was on the way to church early that Sunday morning. But when Suja asked that question, the man told his wife to go ahead. He wants to stay there and burn Suja back to Christianity. And I had sat there and listened to him. Alhamdulillah. So, Suja, you got it.
Alhamdulillah. He was trying to bring me back to Christianity.
He's trying to bring you back. You act so cool. I thought somebody among us was going with it, but everybody cheated out.
I guess he thought we were sheep.
Well, he
messed around and grabbed over to a goat.
Yeah.
He thought we were sheep. He grabbed over to a wolf.
He like what we always say, if the fear ain't in us, it's somewhere else. It wasn't in us.
I know he was blind. He didn't know the difference between a sheep and a wolf.
but if we had him, if you had a little more time, he had to have some more time, I'm sure all of us would become friends, because the truth would be spoke. And truth stand out clear from falsehood. So he loved the truth. He called it different from whatever he had heard. So, but he was so nice. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So his wife would go ahead on.
Yes, sir, go ahead on. Sound like a pimp. You said go ahead on. I thought you was a pimp. You let go. I got to stay here.
I
can't go
on
now.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Why is going on?
Both of them were sharp. Both of them were dressed nice. No, well, that's experience. Yeah. That's something that was history. Yeah.
Things was changing then.
Everything changed
so fast. I'm with a last name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also bear witness and testify there's only one creator, and I also bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, peace and blessing be upon him, and Moses, Abraham, Job, all these great men was God's servants.
Oh, wait, boy.
These servants of God. They wasn't God. They wasn't the son of God. They was the servant of God. And they, all of them, said, not my will be done, but God will be done. They put God before everything, you know, and that's what I do. That's what we do. We put God before everything. God got control over life and death. We can't do nothing without his permission. You see?
Right.
We got control over life and death. You know, and we are thankful and we pray that we please him. We pray that we please him. You know, it's getting clear and clear. You know, I think the people see that the Creator has the power. I was looking at these big snowstorms. Brother said 12-inch stones, 12-inch snowdrops. And also today, or yesterday, one of those days, I was looking at the big fire there. They just had one that said had 9 people got killed in it. And then he didn't come back with another one, 19 people. You know, so I think they... all these signs, you know, is that we got to pray and ask God to have mercy, you know, and we got to change our lifestyle. Nobody want to die. And nobody like to see our children and other people's die like that. That's a terrible death. That's a terrible death. So we say a prayer. We say a prayer for the peoples that was in these terrible fires. And people just getting shot down for nothing. These things that don't happen, you know, but by God's permission. And I'm talking as one that has belief and faith in God. You know, God is the one that's in control. Not Shaitan, not the devil, not Satan. Satan is not, don't have no control over nothing. The only control that he have is the control that you give him. Other than that, he's looking just like you looking. He won't help just like we won't help. He praying to God just like we say prayers to God. You know? You got some people that pray to Satan. They believe in Satan. I was looking on every television. And these people praying to the devil. That ain't surprising no more. It used to be a surprise, a shame. But there's not no surprise no more. It's not people that look at it like it's just part of life. And they thinking about praying to the devil. You know? So we pray to Almighty God, the one that created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and all this good food. You know, that's the one we pray to. And that's the one we submit. We don't submit to the devil. We don't submit to lies, falsehood, you know, deception. And they got so much deception going on today. Ooh! I had some people call me about, I don't want $8 million. Rolls Royce. You know, you don't want it. And we gonna bring your money in. I had one tell me that before they give me the $8 million or the millions of dollars and the Mercedes Benz, I had to pay taxes on the money. We had to pay taxes. That was the only way I was gonna be able to get the money. That was $8,000 taxes that I had to give up front, and they would bring me the money. You know, told them I didn't have it. And we had another told me that I had won $3.5 million. You know. Told me they had to wait on me. And I had won a brand new car. Even one of them told me I had won a brand new car. And I told them that I had talked to the FBI before. And the FBI had been telling me about you all. He was the FBI. You know. devil, it wasn't his name. He didn't know. He hung up on me. So these people just crooked and that was a snake. They are so crooked. And they are beast on us. And we don't have no protection. All the protection we have is the protection from God. Plus, at this, other than God, these people are free. They are free to con us, to deceive us, to steal from us. And the only protection that the ones supposed to be serving and protecting, all they waiting on us to get in our car and drive our car so they can give us a ticket. They can get some money from us. So we just sitting down. Our only hope is to believe that there's only one God. If we didn't believe in one God, there wouldn't be no hope. There's nothing left. You know, we'll just submit. If we didn't believe in God, we'll just submit to all this destruction that these people is bringing to us. You know, we had to submit to that. Our children had to go through that. You know. So we as Muslims.
Suda. 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 Suja, drop down.
Assalamu alaikum.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, let me bring you up. Okay, let me bring you up in a minute. That's hold on. Don't go nowhere. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, I was just trying to answer because I know I heard you like somebody walaikum assalam. I just heard somebody keep on hollering suja, so I was just let y'all know I can hear.
Yeah, okay, you can hear, but I can't hear.
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you. And he's not in the queue. He must have dropped out the queue. Okay, then well, hey, Karan, phone number 323.
Can you hear him now? What phone number
do you have
on the phone? He called from his number.
Yeah, he dropped off the board. What'd he say again? He said 2-4-2-4-6-15-19-63 have dropped. Okay. I'm done. Brother Muhammad, can you hold on for a minute?
I was enjoying listening in the first place. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. Don't go nowhere. And also, last 4 digits 1024. Okay then.
Okay.
Who? Whose number is 1024? Last digit.
No, that's not my number, Brother Rashad. I could hear you.
Okay, Brother Rashad. Okay, Sue Dog coming back in. For the rest of this, can you hold on? I got you in line, and along with the Imam from Columbus, got both of you scheduled to speak. And Sue Dog, he dropped off. He's coming back in for some. Yeah, he was just about finished. So y'all can hold on. I'm gonna bring you back in. Well, let's bring y'all in and let you say what y'all want to say. Thank you so much for your patience.
All right, bro.
All right, bro. Yes, who's y'all dialing back? Okay, that was Suja still and came back in. Okay. Well, we are here and we're trying to hold up Brother Suja, and then we got last four digits 3149 and it's up. Let me see who this is.
Aslam alaikum.
Assalam. Okay, we don't see where he done come back in.
I called the number and before I can say that, it's a call in.
Well, anyway, people listen to you.
Call
want to help
in. I'm here talking.
Yeah, I know people are enjoying what you're saying. They want to finish. Well, go ahead. You got it.
Okay. So
okay,
praise be to Allah.
Praise be to
Allah. And we thank Allah. Go ahead.
No, you got it. The people want to hear what you're finished.
Oh, okay.
Talking about. Go ahead. You got it. They waiting on you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. I don't know. I guess I scared the devil. It seemed like to me that the devil, I don't want to give the devil no power. He ain't got no power at all. He ain't got no magic. He don't have no magic. So I'm not going. He may think like that, you know. But I know he's scared. I know that. He's a coward. I know that. And I seen in Quran where the devil had their head hanging down. Everybody was looking at the devil, and they had their head hanging down. And there were some people said, "Man, what's wrong with the devil? Why they got their head hanging down?" And one of the devils spoke up. He said, "The Son of Man was born yesterday." So he know that one of God's people is on the scene, and that there ain't no hope for him. That this person ain't gonna let a lie stay alive. The Son of Man is not gonna allow the children be lied to, or to let a lie live and grow and develop to an adult. The Son of Man is gonna speak up. And the Son of Man is one he feels like he's a free man in the city. He's a free man in the city. He's not afraid to stand on truth and let the people know what's right and stand up for what's right. That's the Son of Man. The Son of Man is one that love his brother, love his community, want for his brother what he want for himself. That's the Son of Man. And when that type of man is born around the devil or come around the devil is sad. The devil holds his head down because he ain't got nobody that he can tell a lie to and they'll go along with it. So they hold their head down. You know, he don't have nobody that he can fool. He has nobody that he can be a partner with. You see? The only way the devil is able to get away with what they're getting away with, he got to have somebody to agree with him. He got to have some little imps. He got to have some little devil. That's the only way he can get away with a lie. You can't get away with a lie. You ain't got nobody to lie to. But when you have somebody bear witness to a lie, that person is just as bad as the devil. That's the devil also. That's the devil also. You know. So we are saying that images in religion is a terrible thing. And we asking for the removal of all racial images out of worship. I know some people don't want us to do that. But this is what God wants. This is what God told his prophets. He told his prophets to go out in public and teach that. You know? And God said those that don't go out and that sit at home is not equal to those that goes out. So that's important, you know, to let the peoples know the truth so the peoples can make the right decision. In many cases, some people just don't know. They don't know right from wrong. That's the whole purpose of it, is that they're given an opportunity and they are given a choice. The devil is pressing so many people so strong that they can't think. And they don't see no way out. But when you bring them the truth, you put hope in their life. You show them another way. You believe that there is God. God do exist. But the lie that they're telling us today, there ain't no hope. So anything happen, you're going to see mass destruction. Because people is just like time bombs. They waiting on something to happen. And when it happens, they gonna go off. You see? But if a man can take care of his wife and his children and pay his bills, that person know how to reason. He know how to think. And he's not influenced by emotion, by falsehood. He know how to think for himself. He know how to make decisions. A man that able to handle his affair. But when there's no hope, ain't no telling what he might do. You see? So brothers and sisters, we got to tell the truth. We got to let our brothers and sisters know that if they don't give you jobs, that you can depend on God and start working for yourself. Start trying to cut out a way for yourself. And God will bless you. God will give you a way out of no way. And these are facts, brothers and sisters. All you had to do is just read a book and study. God will give you a way out of no way. The people that got away now, they didn't see this what they got now. They were persistent. But they became corrupt. They stopped praying on their brother, on their mother, you see, their sister. No mercy, their friend. They had no mercy. They stopped believing in God. They stopped going to the church, to the synagogue, to the masjid. And they lived a life of corruption. So they grow up in this. They became adults in corruption. Just imagine that. A person got in corruption when they was a baby, and they grow all the way up to an adult. What kind of person do you think that is? That grew all the way up in falsehood, bad thinking, wrong ideals, haters of self. Don't believe in God. A person like that grows up to be an adult. You got something on your hand there. Yeah. Because they believe anything goes. Anything. They're not God conscious. And some of them will tell you outright, I don't believe in no God. So we had to put up with that, brothers and sisters. We had to deal with that. The one that is God conscious, the one that try to live a good life and say the prayers and be good to the neighbor, you know, and respectful to older people and respectful to children, to help with the children, you know, God-fearing. And when a person like that get them a job and they're doing okay, they are the people that makes good neighbors, the people that make good husbands and wives. So all this stuff that we're seeing on television that's causing all these problems and things like that, brothers and sisters, you can get in control of those. You can control those. And if you ever decide to go in your own businesses, then lay it out and pray to God and do it. And do it. You don't have to be all the time educated and all to start a business and all to trade. You ain't got to be educated. It's good to be educated. It's always good to be educated. I'm not against education. I'm for education. But you got some educated fools around here. They don't have common sense. Educated fool. Went to college. Got all kind of degrees. And here you got a third grade man is giving them a job. That's right. So I'm saying that to say that don't let nothing stop you from opening up your own businesses. Don't let nothing stop you from doing that. Move on it and make it work for you. And if you love the peoples and you try to give the peoples the best that you can give them, the best that they have out there, you know, and treat the peoples right, with respect, and don't practice fraud on the peoples, you know. You can make those people your customer. And when they become a customer, brother and sister, you don't have nothing to worry about. You're going to be able to take care of yourself, to pay your bills, to pay your your children weight, buy them clothes, and take care of them until they get grown up to go and take care of themselves. So, brothers and sisters, we know that there's only one God, and we know that His God is the one that is the cause of us progressing and being where we at right today. So we always will give Him all the praise and thanks. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Beautiful. Then yes, hang around. Somebody may want to ask you a question or two. All right, Bob. Thank you.
Swinging and hanging.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to bring Brother Rashad up. Brother Rashad?
Oh, yes, sir. That's what I'm going to go.
Well, like I said, ma'am, we want to go on here for you with him on bringing Brother Muhammad from Columbus up. Go ahead, Brother Rashad.
Okay. It was not too much, man, after hearing that powerful expression from yourself, you know, except that, you know, I just want to emphasize, you know, faith in God, faith in Allah, faith in, the true God, you know, because that was, and, you know, when we address the falsehood in religion, you know, we have to do it intelligently, you know, because that was a case of one brother on a Friday. He went by a Catholic church, and they had one of those statues out front, you know. So he put a hammer to it and broke it up and destroyed it, you know, and then went on to Juma. But the police came in there and into the Juma prayer looking for him. So we got to, when we address that foolishness, you know, we got to do it very intelligently, you know, and they
got
do it kind of.
You got to do it.
Yeah, well,
absolutely.
So we, and you know, because they do it, you know, intelligently and subliminally, you know, flashing those pictures and all that stuff, you know, that they do. Now, even I remember going to a movie theater, and it was one of those exploitation films, but in one of the scenes, it was one of the, I guess it was by a church, and a church was flashing, Jesus saves, just flashing it, Jesus saves, you know, and I know Imam W. Hummer talked about subliminal subduction, you know, and all that type of psychological manipulation that they try to do in order to get us. But the battle that we have, you know, standing up for the truth and eliminating those images, you know, is one that is very, very honorable. It's very honorable, and it's a very, very serious battle, and it's a deep-rooted. It's a deep-rooted kind of problem because it manifests itself in many different ways. It manifests itself in, you know, the self-hate, a lack of, you know, self-esteem. You know, I know here in the city, and I mentioned, you know, to one of the brothers, I said, well, you know, you do have people that need help all the time. You see them pushing carts, but I've never seen a light-skinned mulatto black pushing carts. The people that I see pushing carts are dark-skinned brothers, you know, people that have been beat down and because of that skin color problem. And, you know, light mulattoes, I've never seen a light-skinned black push a cart. So it's a battle out there fighting that white Caucasian, you know, mentality, you know, and the more we talk about it, you know, the more we bring it to the fore, bring it to the consciousness. Like today in the modern churches, they don't have the pictures up there, but, you know, they still, you know, talk about the, you know, the falsehood of the Trinity. But in the Catholic Church, of course, they got all them images and stuff like that. So it's an honorable fight that we're doing, and all praise due to Allah. You know, Allah says that verily the believers will eventually win through. So we know we're going to win through, but it's a battle. And, you know, just through these admonitions that we're doing, you know, just keep it alive, keep it before the minds of the people, you know, and keep, like I say, tell the truth and slay the devil. Alhamdulillah. So I bear witness there's no God but Allah. I bear witness Muhammad is a servant and the apostle of Allah. So that's about what I have to say, brother.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
This is the Karam Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to add on to what the brother was saying. You know, I'm going to say something about the light-skinned people. But what he was, but I just had wanted to know that is not in all places. Because here in Louisiana, they didn't go by your skin. They went by your intelligence. And I bear witness. My daddy was light-skinned. And you call it, he had the good hair. But he was an intelligent man. And he cut yard. He cleaned up people's office, picked paper and stuff up, and he pushed the carton. And when he got a job at Kroger's, just bagging, I never seen nothing like it. He got a just bagging groceries. Boy, he was so happy. I ain't never seen a man was so happy that he was able to. He had a job just bagging groceries. So that don't count in all places. Because in Louisiana, they didn't go by your skin color. They went by how intelligent you was. Because we had some sisters that was half Caucasian, long hair, and they put them right there with us, and they treat them just like they treat any other Negro out here. I'm telling you. So that's only in some places, but not here in Louisiana. They went by, if you were smart, you didn't get no job. But if you drank alcohol and waste your money, then you got a job, because they know that you wasn't going to go nowhere. Alhamdulillah. I bear with them. Yeah. You job.
Deep-rooted problem. You look at me. Egba. Egba, are you there?
As I'm like him. Yeah, oh, I had on mute. Long. I didn't talk. I had on mute.
Oh, yes, sir.
Let me bring up. Okay, let me bring up Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, and let him hear, let's see what he got to say. And Brother Muhammad, we want to hear from you about how your wife is getting coming along, and let us know how everything going before you get into your talk, if you don't mind. Brother Muhammad, Assalamu alaikum.
Is he still on the board?
He's still on the board. Brother Muhammad. For Columbus. Brother Muhammad. Well, this mic is open. Let me see. Okay, let me see.
You hear me?
Brother Muhammad.
Yeah, now you just unmuted me. How come I'm like
them? Well, like I said, now, let us hear about how your wife is doing before you get into any talk that you might want to speak about.
Yes, Alhamdulillah. Udhu billahi min shaitani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We thank Allah for blessing all of us who are here on the cube and outside of the cube. You know, we thank Allah very much for this opportunity to bring this message of concern about the enemy of the human life of the believers. My wife, she's doing all right. She's moving along like the turtle in the race, and we just thank Allah that we know that the turtle was going to win the race, inshallah. If she keep going forward, she still doesn't have a loud voice. She's still having the processing of information problem, and she's still weak. But as I've been studying, you know, they and talking to many doctors since then, you know, they say it takes a year and a half. You know, if God is blessing that individual to get back to the strength just to go forward with the rehab. So we're being patient. You know, I'll be so thankful to Allah if she gets home around September, you know, or somewhere in that area, because I know there's at least another 60 to 90 days of rehab that we got to go through before we even get her home. So, but we pray a lot that she will continue to receive his mercy, you know, receive his protection, and she accept it. And just like I was telling her today, you know, make sure that she make dua for all of us who are making dua for her, you know, and don't forget to make dua for herself, you know. And she said, okay, and she can get a greeting, but she could barely hear, but at least that's progress, because 3 or 4 days ago, you know, she had an infection, and she went all the way back to zero. She was just like she's laying in a casket and just there, because she had lost all her strength because of this infection. But so we had the CAT scan and all that, and they put her on antibiotics, and she's bouncing back. She's been bouncing back now for the last 2 days, and they've got her back into her rehab chair and exercising her limbs and things to keep the circulation and stuff like that going. All right. So, inshallah, the prayers are being answered by Almighty God Allah, and we thank Allah so much for that. You know, but we all had also remembered to pray for everybody and ourselves, you know, for those seeking Allah's help, which we all are. So just keep up the good du'as, and inshallah, you know, she'll be all right. Allah is the best knower, you know, and we thank him for every minute that he gives her to remember him, and for us to remember him and to remember each other. And so that will help destroy that image that's interfering with us keeping the focus on each other like we should and making the duas to Allah. We know that's one thing that Allah guarantees. He said he answered all duas. So it's our job to get these images out of our inspiration, get these images out of our desires, and remember to make the best dua to Allah. Make the best supplication. Ask Allah for the best, like we used to do. Ask him to give us the best of this world and the next, as he has already promised us. But we have to remind him in our prayers to show ourselves that we have taqwa, you know, to remember that Almighty God Allah in everything that we do, and he will respond. So she's doing all right because of our her own prayers and our prayers and her remembering to pray for us, too, even in her trials and tribulations that she's going through. And she does tell me every time I tell her that, and I tell her that every day, and she always says, okay, I will pray for everybody. So alhamdulillah. So that's what's keeping us all strong who are aware of this opportunity to see the power of prayer. So now we also, as we go along with this confirmation from Almighty God, Allah, and this guidance, is remember that the best thing we can do about this message of concern is to make sincere prayers that whoever these images are blocking them from their human creation and their human worship to their creator, we pray Allah will relieve them of that. And we know Allah's not going to relieve all of them, but he will relieve the believers. And we don't know who they are, who that might be. You know, we don't know that go for ourselves too. So we all got to pray Allah to increase our belief, you know, in him, in what he has promised us, and tell others about this creator of all the worlds so they can also purify their prayers. You know, so we thank Allah for that. It's a purification process, and that's what we're doing now with this message of concern. We're trying to make sure that we leave leave the path that we're walking on. Make sure, like Imam Muhammad told us, we turn a light on it so it's clear to see by anyone who wants to see. And we make dua for those who forget. Like Allah tells us in the Quran, and we tell them when they ask us about it, you didn't create yourself. So whoever you claim is your maker, you better make dua to him that he bless you to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, which we all have heard regardless of what way of life we are living. We have heard, and we know for a fact, the truth will set you free. So we pray a lot that we will continue to keep this truth out here, you know, as a beacon of light in the darkness, that we pray a lot that every day, every minute of the day, our darkness gets brighter and brighter and brighter ourselves as we go toward the light of understanding, the light of the Quran, and the light of the good life that is modeled in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and turn around and keep that light going right down the same way where we just left. We know it's dark there. I know a lot of us come from some of the darkest corners that the human being can imagine. But alhamdulillah, through fighting those images of darkness, you know, and keeping the light on and keeping our eye on that light at the end of the tunnel, like they say, has got us where we are now. And we know that the best way to keep it bright is to share this message of concern, you know, with others who are in the dark, and then make dua to Allah that he bless them to be the ones he has designated to go to the Jannah and not the ones he has designated to go to the fire. We even should make dua that Allah will help all of us, because we don't know which one he has created for what. But we do know that everybody has an equal opportunity, except those who, Allah gives us one example, our arm lift from the hellfire. You know, and he told all of us, I have saved all of you from the brink of the fire, every one of you. You know, you have been saved from the brink of the fire in this test that we're going through. So we thank Allah for turning us around And we pray that those people of the Bible, of the Injil, the Psalms, the Torah, and other ways of life that they have mixed with those scriptures that Allah has sent as a mercy to everyone, will begin to go for the purification. The common term that's in all of these religions, be they Hinduism or whatever, there's a common term because there's the word of Allah. The truth is in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all we have to do is just show it to each other, expose it, and tell Satan to get ye behind us, you know. And he's going to flee. He's going to flee. So we just pray a lot that in this effort and this battlefield of the delivering this message, of the message of concern, of false images in the minds of people who are trying to worship the true God. You know, even regardless of how confused they are, they still, when they pray, they only have one God on their mind. And we know that. You know, there's no way in the world a person can pray and have two or three different images in their mind that they're praying to. We know. They ain't that crazy. But even though we know they are being tested with insanity now.
Right.
They are being tested with insanity to see how long they will hold, like we've seen in the example of the people who had all those idols in the Kaaba. You know, even though they knew about Allah, they still had all those different degrees of worshiping away to Allah. Because a lot of them try to explain it when you talk to them. You know, I know this can't do nothing for me. It's just my way of speaking to God. And, so all he really was saying is, it is my way of making a dua. And Allah answers all dua. So they will evolve. If Allah is intended for them, he's the one who has given us all our mode of prayer and where that prayer leads us to. So we pray a lot that those who are under this influence are thinking that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, there's more than one God, that skin color gives you a connection with those false gods, etc., you know, alcohol, drugs, you know, just like Brother Suja was saying, you have some people, they think that the way to get connected to God is to be so evil. They think being evil helps them be good and be and maybe God would help them, you know, because you know, like I always say, well, you kid, you hear some of those people that have done mass murders or something, that's the first thing they say. You know, they still be kind of say, I need God's help. I wanted God to help me. You know, blah, blah, blah. So we have to stay up on point that this is only a test. And we also have to remember that this is not our final destination. So that when we talk and share this truth with others, they will begin to see, soon as we get this image out of our mind, and start building a halal model of what Allah permits for the human being to do and live and eat in this world of testing. This is a testing ground, you know, that they will see from our exemplification of living without the image that they think we need. You know how they tell us, if you ain't got Jesus, you going to hell. We have to show them in our intelligence, in our emotions, in our talk, in our home, our food, that we can make it without that image. We don't need no image, a false image of anything to help us live the life that Almighty God has already given us, like he gave Adam in the beginning when he put him in the garden. He told him, everything you need right here in this garden, and I'm going to give you a mate so that you'll have a wonderful companion while you are in this garden. All you have to do is just remember that you got an open enemy who can communicate with you if you let him or let it. All you have to do is keep your mind focused on the pleasures of the truth and the good rewards that Almighty God Allah gives you. And, you know, you're human, you're going to make mistakes. But strive for the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the forgiveness. Because he'll forgive us. He's already told how much. We can't even measure it. That his mercy is so much more greater than his wrath. So let's concentrate, inshallah, through our prayers to Allah, to increase the rewards and our desire to want to get the rewards of being a good servant. You know, to being the best creation that he made us. And inshallah, those who are struggling with their own self-imprisonment of accepting the way of the shaitan will have the strength to get rid of this imaginary enslavement they're in, just like they had us. Because once we knew we could be free, when we look at history, it seems as though that nothing was stopping us and nothing's still going to stop us. We're on our way to freedom, you know. And we're already free to build homes already. We're free to build homes. We're free to have businesses. We're free to have our halal food, our halal schools. But we have to understand we have to do it with our own free will. With our own free will, so that we can save our own soul and others can learn how to save theirs by our modelization of the life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the light of the Quran, inshallah. So again, I thank Allah also to continue to bless all of us, and especially you who are doing the work on a daily basis of getting this message out. And we pray Allah that he will, we pray Allah that we will see what he has told us. He has made this easy for the believer. It's easy for the believer to get rid of this image that's keeping people confused and all messed up in this world here. And most of all, keep it off of us. Because Shaitan is not going to continue, stop whispering. That's all he can do. He's not even in our reality, you know, unless we let him in through his whisper. So we pray a lot that anyone outside of this queue, you know, pray for us like we're praying for you, you know. Pray that whatever good that you see in us that we call ourselves the Muslim, we pray that you will see that it's for you too. And all the good that we see in y'all, regardless of what your way of life is, we pray a lot that we remember the good that is amongst all of us, because we all come from the same creation, same bee, that word bee. We all come from it. So we pray a lot that this message concern continues to grow in its delivery, because there's still a lot of people in the dark, because we know we're still in the dark. We're in the makruh, and we've turned around and going now back toward Allah instead of letting Shaitan carry us to what is haram. So we're getting out of the dark, and we in the gray. You know, even the world has found out that man is in the gray. That means things are lightening up because of our faith, you know, and our discipline in following the light of understanding. So we pray a lot he continue to do that for us, and we pray a lot that we will use our free will to accept it and not use our free will to reject it. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Thank you. You can hold on. I know you might have to get back to check on your wife. We thank you for coming on. We appreciate you. And we love you, Brother. May Allah continue to bless you and your wife to get better and better. Thank you so much.
Allahu Akbar. Same to y'all. Allahu Akbar.
Okay. Well, now let's bring the imam up. He's been holding on, and we got a good house tonight. So, Brother Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, from the Imam from LaGrange, Georgia, and have became like a statesman around this Georgia and Alabama and Texas, I mean Tennessee. So, Brother Imam Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum. Okay, you can put the coffee down and the donuts, and let's time for you to go to work.
don't be exposing my hand, man.
Well, to release him for a little while. Well, you got it, Brother Ibrahim. You got it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I opened the bed windows to testify. Nothing is deserving to worship except Allah alone. We have no associates and no partners. And I opened the bed windows to testify that Muhammad is the last prophet that the final revelation was revealed through. And we always give Allah the praise for blessing us to have a tender heart at the moment that he called us to this deen, al-Islam. We love Allah for that.
Amen.
And that's why we feel so charged up when we come together and talk, because we've been chosen by Allah. We've been chosen because we had the willingness in our hearts from day one to accept this religion based on the foundation that it was built upon through Prophet Muhammad, the perfect example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, you know, I say it many times, even when I'm talking to people, do you know what it feels like to just that you're chosen by your Lord? Now, the difference between thinking and knowing is a big difference. It's like East or West. We don't think it. We know it now. Out of all the billions and billions of peoples in the world, like Muhammad said, regardless of what type of image, deity they worship, we know one thing. There's nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. We know that. Like he said, many people are still under the influence of Shaitan. Shaitan don't have no power. It's just what he created in the world. It have an influence on you. The things that he created, drugs, alcohol, women, men, etc. Those are influences. And they also can become idols. You remember the old day when we were coming up, you look across the yard and you see your partner on the other street there. Every other day, you can time him, he has to clean this car, washing it. The car just came out the car wash yesterday. He had to clean and wash it, cleaning the wheels, the rims, and don't lean on this car when you go over to talk with him. That's an idol. That's something that he worshiped and don't even know it. So why is it so important for us to let the people know there's only one? And anything outside that one cannot help you. Allah tells us in Quran, when you hear the truth and you disassociate yourself with that truth, the angels back up from you by Allah's order. You don't have no protection. You out there in the middle of the ocean by yourself and you ain't got a rudder. That's how important it is for us to talk to people and let people know, starting in our family first, the one that we call on, Allah, that's the one to hear all prayers. He hears everything. He sees everything. So why would you give all your time to something, idol, or whatever you want to call it, that can't even answer your prayer? You'd rather worship something in your life, and it can't even free you. It can't even give you a message. An image don't give you no message. The only thing that the image gives you is just the image. And you're bowing down praying for it 24-7. All it is the image. Now, why would you take all your time to bow down and worship something, and you've been doing it 40 years, it ain't answered you yet? It hasn't even answered you. And you question yourself. You call yourself questioning God about, how come I ain't got this? And I ain't got that. I used to have women, man. I had money, man. But we talking about now. We ain't talking about then. We talking about now. You still trying to the same thing you got on your table, up on your wall, inside your car, between your seats, everything. It hasn't answered you yet. And if you have any sense, everything that you have accumulated of good, it came from Allah. And Allah gonna point that out to you when he pull you forth. When he bring you on the other side, he gonna question you. Allah says, and this is Surah Heights in the Quran, when there will be men judging you. And inshallah, we know who those men are. Allah says, on that day, he gonna cause everything in existence, even Jibril, all the angels, all of us, on that day, he gonna cause everything into existence to die. Everything. And then he's going to resurrect everything. Then he's going to say to you, now who is your Lord now? So why waste that time to get over there and this happen where you could almost be in a better position if you come along now? That's what we're telling you. Come on to the reality of life. This life we live in now, this ain't no reality. God said he's a sure reality. So when you want to connect your senses to the sure thing, the sure reality, the reality that listens to you when you're mourn, listen to you when your wife is sick or your husband's sick, just like Muhammad was describing about his wife. He know and he's confident in that he can pray to Allah and Allah going to answer his prayer. We don't have the knowledge to hold any soul back if Allah sees fit to take it. All right. That we can say, Inna ilahi wa inna ilahi rajiun. That's what we are taught to say. That's the dua if our brother or sister pass on. If that you can do about it, and the Bible says those who have tantrums and fits when a loved one dies, the Bible says they're heathens. Now think about that. They are heathens. We don't go through all that if a loved one leave us. We just pray for that loved one to make it on the other side so when we come and we see that loved one on the other side, we can hold their hand and that loved one say, did you complete your mission, baby? You say, baby, I must have completed it. I'm right here to help it with you. And Allah did what? Allah spared me and gave me the opportunity to come into his paradise that he created for us. Why? Because I listened to him. Because I did exactly what he asked me to do. I did exactly what he asked me to do through the perfect example of Prophet Muhammad. I'll be back, baby. Stand right here. I'm on my way up this way to meet Prophet Muhammad. That's one of our goals. That's one of our goals. We know that you lying there and you hear a baby scream, you can't respond. You might hear some scream, but you can't respond. Do you know what kind of punishment that is on the body, on a person that's lying there? That's agony. We want peace for our brothers and sisters that's in that state. And we ask Allah to take their grave and expand their grave where it takes you 24 hours to get from one room to the other. That's what we ask Allah for us. Don't we say, short I turn myself to you, Allah, trying to be upright to you, who originated the heavens and the earth, and I'm not upon the fields. Surely my prayers, my sacrifice, my life, and my death is all for you, Allah. Well, if you're saying that in your prayer, don't you know you got to be doing everything exactly the way that Prophet Muhammad done it in order to get to that position? To be able to do everything that Allah has told you to do in that prayer. This is what you want. You'll send your path now that you own. No, we don't have time to play. We don't have time to get tired. That's old saying. When my tired, work when you get tired. That's all you got to do. Keep on working because you're trying to meet a goal. And you want to have a pleasant exit out of this world. You want to have a pleasant exit out of here. That's why it's so imperative, so important that we let the people know there's only one God. There's only one. Everything else is false. Even the scripture tell you that it's false. All the 360-some idol that Prophet Muhammad threw out of the Kaaba. Did he end up saying, put me back in there? Hey, what you doing to me? They'll never want an idol say that. So if he was wrong, something would have happened to let the people know that he wasn't the one. When Ibrahim, alayhi salam, destroyed the idols in his time and left one there. And to show the signs of intelligent man that Allah picks to lead the people. When they came and said, who did that? Well, we heard a youth, Ibrahim did this. And when they came to him and said, did you do this, Ibrahim? Did you destroy these? He said, ask the big one right there. Is he intelligent? Ask the big one that he left if he's intelligent. And they looked at each other. They looked at each other. They knew that big one can't speak. Because if it could speak, it would have been speaking before he even got there. So we call Ibrahim the father of science, the father of astronomy. That's what they call him over in the East. He let us know not to worship the sun, moon, and star. See, he went through that trial, or so we don't have to go through it. And we may study some of these science. And Imam Muhammad told us to study it, but don't make it your Lord. Study it. People ask me tonight, oh, what month you born in? I tell them, oh, you so-and-so. I said, no. Yes, you are. I said, no, I'm not. Well, what are you doing? I said, I'm a human being. See, you're not going to put no label on me. There was a time you could do that to me, but since my Lord has raised me up intelligently, now I can answer the world's questions. This is why we are begging and pleading for our people to stop for a moment and just reflect where you came from. No scripture on the planet had told the human being how he was created but the Quran. The Quran is the older one. There's some taps in there, you know, we create from a sperm drop, emit it in loaded form into the womb of our mother, and they said that it became a clock. And Imam Muhammad told him we don't use that term. A clock, he said, because a clock will kill you. You know that. You got clocks in your blood and your veins and stuff like that. They block your arteries up. The word should be that adherent. That gene was adhering to the laws of his Lord. And that's why it made it for 9 months and came out of the world. See, you was listening to Allah then when you was inside your mother. That angel that was riding with you knew your name, knew everything just what you was going to go through. But still, he wanted to guide you right. It's so, how would I put this? It's so lovely. Like our leader, Imam Muhammad, just say, oh, how sweet it is. When you can get this kind of information and be able to share it with somebody, not only shared, we'd be able to read scripture and Allah bless us to understand it. He gives us the hikmah, the wisdom, how to apply it, and then we learn how to connect it. Take the message, the Quran and the Bible, and teach others how to connect the information. That's what raised people up. Not just hearing it, they got to make some type of connection. And that's what we are doing on this show. We're showing people when we come on and we talk about the Quran and different scriptures, we're showing them how to connect their life to Allah. If you connect your life to your Lord tonight, your life will change tomorrow. You just have to be willing to wait on that change. But surely, if we all sit here and we come on this radio show, and I enjoy and love everybody to come on this show and talk, I love that. Because it just lifts my spirit up more higher to reach back and grab information. All the time a person asks you a question, you ain't got time to run to go get a scripture, pick it up and say, wait a minute, I'll tell you, no, you have to know it in your heart. That's where it was revealed to Muhammad, in his heart. And then Allah let him deal with the intellect of man. And we are little Muhammad. So we have to learn to do the same thing. I won't take up no more time, brother, since I'm going to yield right here. We're getting close to the time out, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to sit here with my brother Muhammad, Suja, Agba, my sister's name, and we're just going to enjoy the rest of the night. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam, thank you so very much. May Allah continue to bless you and your family. As you hang around, because we're going to get you closed out in prayer. I'm going to bring Brother Suja, bring Brother Suja back up, and let me see. why I bring Brother Sufjan up. 914-3275 with that name. Huh?
I should make them.
I got some name. Hold on, Sufjan, I'll bring you about that. Bring Brother Muhammad Sharif from New York up, and then you come close out.
Okay.
As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sharif, Muhammad Sharif from New York. As-salamu alaykum. Hands up. As-salamu alaykum.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you now. Yes, sir.
Hello, Egba.
Hello, yeah, Egba.
I came in. All praise be to Allah. It's Rahman Rahim. I came on earlier. I got on at 7 o'clock this evening. Look, I had difficulty getting on. Some people said
yes,
they were trying to get on, couldn't be heard.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, I stayed on for about 5 minutes, and then I went to another program that we have every Monday at 8 o'clock. So anyway, we ended up early this evening. So I came back on.
And
when I came back on, you bringing Imam Ibrahim on. So I thought I was waiting for opportunity that you knew I was on the call.
Lord, thank you so much for being here with us. We love you. We're all family. No matter what we look like, where we came from, we family. We've been separated by lies and miseducation and thieves and robbers. So, but now we're a family trying to put the family back together, and we're working, and we know we got to get rid of the image. So that's what we're working so hard, and I know you're a part of that, you and your family and your brother and your wife. And thank y'all for coming on, and thank you. And anytime you want to say something, Match One, I know that these people are somewhere messing with this line here, and I don't want to, like Sujal said, give them so much credit, because they ain't getting no credit, and they might think they are, and they won't get none in the next world. But I hope they straighten up and come join their brothers and sisters here, and let's work together to clean this whole wicked world up. So, Brother Muhammad, you want to say anything? And we're glad to have you. We know you're always there. We see you in the queue. So you want to say anything else?
Oh, yeah, what you just said, just the last couple of seconds there, is that we have to come together and work together.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Back to that Shaitan's biggest tool is divide and conquer.
Yes, sir.
Practice all over the world with all governments and enemies and foes and wartime and all. But that's the main tool is to divide and conquer. It's always been that way. Divide and conquer. So that's why we do have to come together. No matter what differences you have, you have to be like other people that's coming in society, that's got a lot of influence and all, because they come together.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is, no matter what their differences are,
that's
they
right.
come together. And that's why they have so much influence in the world, but it's only a few of them. I don't have to name the people. You know who they are. They have a lot of influence in the world, even in America, in the government, in all of that, because they come together. No matter what their differences are, they come together.
Right.
And so we're going to have to do the same thing. Other people doing the same thing. Africans come together.
That's right.
Everyone comes. Mexicans come together. Everyone.
Everyone. That's right.
We're going to do the same thing. It's the only way we're going to have to put out the differences aside and come together
for
one. Oh, there we have the Nation of Islam. We put down all our differences, where we coming from, and came in leadership behind the leadership of Elijah Muhammad. And that's what made the Nation of Islam so powerful, so strong.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
We got that.
Allahu
Akbar. I know we're going to continue what we're speaking about later tonight. But anyway, I guess we'll continue that tomorrow night.
Right, well, come back again tomorrow, and my wife says she's glad to have you. They'll be on tomorrow. And we thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Brother Kareem. I'm gonna, we come back tomorrow. My wife says she'll turn your mic on and let you go for yourself. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Well, let me y'all back up in the, for let him get ready to say final words and my wife said, give your wife the greeting. Alhamdulillah. You got the final words that you want to say, and then you get through with the final words. Let Brother Ibrahim close out, you know, man. Go ahead, Brother.
I'd just like to say our leader, Imam Waji Muhammad, said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, first, I want to say to you that whether you realize it or not, you who support my call to have racial images removed from the worship of God are doing something more important than anything anyone have done since Prophet Muhammad. Nobody since Prophet Muhammad has ever done anything that is more important in religion than this, removing all racial images from worship. In fact, that is exactly what he emphasized in his preaching. La illallah, la sharika lah. There is no God except Allah. There's nothing like him. In the Holy Quran, it says we shall make them know what it is they have done. When Prophet Muhammad preached it, it wasn't time. God has not told the time to go into the depth of what they had done with this corrupt idea of worship of God. But he dealt the blow to that idea. The full extent of the harm that it has done to society was yet to come out. And the Holy Quran say, we shall make them know exactly what it is they have done. Now, it's going to take time, but you who are doing the work, Allah is with you. If you are sincere, if you don't go out with racism in you, don't go out as a racist to condemn another racist. Go out as a follower of Al-Islam, a believer in the true religion, accepting the leadership in the community of your Imam, Waridin Muhammad. And if you go out there like that, innocent, desiring nothing but to serve Allah in the right way, and to do what is right and protect and proper, do what is right and proper as a Muslim. And you support this drive to remove all racial effect from worship. I guarantee you that the people may want to kill you, but they wouldn't be able to kill you. Your job and make you, they wouldn't be able to kill you. They might want to put you off your job and make you starve. They wouldn't be able to starve you. Maybe you would suffer a little bit. But for suffering, you would be rewarded so many times more, so much so that you would thank Allah for giving you a chance to sacrifice some of yourself. I'm telling
That's
you.
That's right. That's right.
There's nothing that Allah is with at this particular time more than he is with this drive. to remove all raising of faith from worship. Surely Allah speaks. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
I just want to read that from you, from Imam Wahidi Muhammad and our brother Antar Jana. Is one of the brothers that put this in together, and they're out of Oakland, and praise be to Allah, brother. Let's like the brother say, let's don't let nobody divide us.
We're
not gonna be divided.
Yeah.
The more we do this work, the more we're gonna love our brother because we able to see. We see more now, you know, and we see who's doing this.
Right.
So we are thankful and we pray that we say something that will fire you up and make you take a position that we have taken and stand up. And establish la ilaha illallah Muhammad and Rasulullah. We're gonna turn it over to brother, our good brother, good Imam, brother Imam Ibrahim Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, Imam, can I say right quick? Want to say and show you how clear this is what we're doing. The first thing that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam done was remove all racial images from the Kaaba.
That's right. That's correct. And then now one of them idols, be back to him either.
That one.
Allahu Akbar.
Well, you got it.
Ma'am, yeah, go ahead.
Don't say what you got to say to y'all. Then I guess email. I didn't want to say. I wish y'all look at the board. The board is lit up. Y'all got so.
Right, I seek refuge in Allah from Satan, the rejected. Allah, we're in need of all the generosity you extend to us. We ask you to bless us with great health and strength, sound body and mind for the mission that you have set us on. Allah, please accept our prayers and our du'as. Allah, make our life what you want it to be, not what we want it to be. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah, and I do repent to him. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody be safe.
You too.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Allahu Akbar. I think we see it anew.
Everybody be safe.
Yes, sir. You too.
Yeah.
Now, can I go back to my coffee, my donut, Akbar?
Allahu Akbar. Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah,
you're a Sujai eating all the donuts, though.
Allahu Akbar.
Okay, knock all them off. We look at all the numbers tonight. Good God Almighty.
Write the numbers down. Don't erase them.
Well, it is up here. Good God
Almighty. Don't erase it.
Hey, can we come get them all? Man, look at them though. But they were on it tonight. Everybody, man. Everybody.